You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, he died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not,
guys.
Because she's...
Well, there's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
Reporting on nuclear war fears as President Trump vows to destroy an entire civilization, an entire people to never be brought back again. The definition. Netanyahu has said the attack has commenced. Does it matter that Trump said he may move the deadline back for a fourth time? We are crushing the terrorist regime in Iran, but we are doing so with even greater vigor and increased force. Yesterday, we destroyed transport planes, dozens of helicopters. Today, we attack and take out the bridges and the train tracks. And they're hitting Kirk Island with the U.S. We'll get to that. But you just saw that video that I put together with Darren McBreen and Leanne McAdoo 10 years ago. That video got over 100 million views on YouTube and on Twitter and everywhere else, like 60, 70 million on Instagram alone and Facebook. Was all over the news. You know, Trump, hey, with Hillary, we go to war with Iran and Russia, nuclear war, you don't want her. And I have hundreds of clips of Trump saying this, you know, saying it other times. And man, did he change. And they got a few clips of him in the 80s saying, yeah, I mean, we go to war with Iran, we need to take their oil and take their coastline and all the rest of it. They go, see, he was consistent. Yeah, he said that once. And we have hundreds of clips of him saying, don't go to war with Iran. It's insane. And I've got tweets and posts just a year ago or so, him saying that. So I'm with the old Trump. I'm not with the new Trump. It's that simple. It's like you're married to a lady for 20 years and you get home a little bit early and she's got the mailman, the milkman, and the FedEx man pulling a train on her. And then she tells you she hates you. And you're just like, okay, we're done. That's it. Open bedroom door. The neighbors, you know, Bob and Jim and whatever, and they're gangbanging her. I mean, and except it's Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro and Benjamin Netanyahu and all these other miscreants and ever Trumpers. And I'm just, okay, all right. You want it, you got it. And I love the fake neocons that are really just globalist Trotskyites. That's where they come from. Look up the history of neocons, who founded them. And they're running around posting clips of me everywhere. Like, ooh, we caught him. Ooh, he's off the Trump train. Ooh, he's a traitor. Ooh, you were never on the Trump train, dumbass. You hijacked it and ran over the edge of a cliff. And this is a disaster. There's no way it even ends good now. But it goes from bad to worse. And you guys are more repudiated and more hated than ever. Israel is 100% rogue under Netanyahu. I predict it will never recover from Gaza and Lebanon and the West Bank and all of this open war crime genocide when they declare Amalek and all that. That's genocide. Got to give them A-plus for telling the truth, though. And now Iran, technically, I'd say, is 500 times worse than Gaza to take. And so Israel wants the same policy for Iran they had for Gaza. Put that Leningrad headline back up, please. Was Trump oblivious to the realities of Netanyahu's promised easy war on Iran? Yeah, it's on record. I talked to the people in the cabinet meetings. And Trump listened to Tulsi Gabbard about 5 days before when they gave him a report from the Pentagon intelligence agency saying 90% chance of failure of regime change. That's what this was. But it's illegal to do that preemptively, so they call it, you know, getting rid of the nukes and, you know, the missiles, degrading Iran's capability. And then Israel hit him first to drag us in. So, yeah, Israel's, even if you thought Israel could get away with this, and even if it worked, it would still be morally wrong. But it didn't even work. And the Iranians have broken off all contact. They've announced, we're not talking to you any. Stop saying you're talking to us. And their citizens have showed up in hundreds of bridges and power plants saying, blow us up, we're here. It's unbelievable. These people will be harder to fight and beat than the Vietnamese. Trump's new reasonable Iran is neither new nor reasonable, and he knows it. Oh, yeah, he's all over the map. I'm going to destroy you, kill your culture, kill your civilization. Oh, they're reasonable. Oh, they got a BB gun. They have no weapons. Oh, my God, they're so formidable yesterday. This is not 10D chess. This is someone who has been set up. And I've talked to people. I begged them, but they're not going to do it. But you know I'm telling you the truth. You see his actions. Have multi-hour conversations. He calls one of these people every 2 days, late at night. Hour-long conversations. And by the end of the conversation, he's like, yeah, Tulsi's great, and yeah, Mark Levin's horrible, and yeah, I shouldn't have done this, man. They set me up. Well, what do we do? And you see him the next day at a press conference. Yeah, Mark Levin's really evil and bad. I listen to bad people. I shouldn't have, but he's nice to me, so I did what he wanted, even though it wasn't a good decision. Talk about the war. Want to see the clip again? But that's the thing. It's like he's in a dream state. And so you can hang up the phone on Trump. He'll hang up the phone, and he's on the right course, and then he hears something else, and he's there. He's like, squirrel, squirrel, squirrel. And I'm not defending him. I'm telling you what's happening, okay? I've now talked to three people that talk to Trump at length. But one of them talks to him routinely. And you know who they are. And they said, they don't mind me saying this, just don't say who, as if they don't know. Okay, whatever. Why don't you just come on air, bro? Notice General Flynn's not talking. It's not the sources. He's not even closer to Trump. He's completely freaked out. And, you know, these are people that Trump has actually stood up for, too. Saved. So they don't know what to do. And the majority of the cabinet thought this was all horrible, but they won't tell Trump no. This is crazy town on steroids. So I'll take the old Trump over the new Trump, and I just love the icing on the cake and the sprinkles and the cherry and the whipped cream of every neocon or leftist that attacked Trump and hated him being who we're supposed to salute the flag to. Oh, remember, the U.S. wasn't involved with the Iranian uprising. Yeah, we were. Now Trump admits it. Israel's now carpet bombing Lebanon, whole neighborhoods. The U.S. is doing that. I watch this stuff. They show Trump like black and white gun footage from the aircraft or from the missiles before they hit, send it back data. I'm watching the color. And you'll just see houses and, you know, five-story apartment buildings, and you'll see like five, six blocks just boom, 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 boom. Then I go check later the local TV, and it's just obliterated dead kids and women everywhere. That's not what America does. And then I hear the same from Mark Levin. Well, in World War II, we carpet bombed Germany. We didn't have precision-guided munitions. And Kurt Vonnegut shot down, highly decorated, wrote about it in Slaughterhouse 5 or 9. I remember the book in 30 years. New Kurt, great guy, big listener. Sent me some great original art he did for me, but not name dropping, it's just really cool. Jimmy Stewart was a war hero and had nightmares about all the missions he flew over Germany and dropping bombs on people. But that argument is evil. And by the way, you know Churchill, and I'm not defending Hitler, just a historical fact, look it up, manipulated Hitler into targeting London in the Blitz because the RAF was almost defeated. They had a few weeks left. The Germans were only hitting military bases, but they knew Hitler was emotional, so they sent a bunch of Lancasters. The British did a daring raid and hit Berlin and bombed a bunch of government buildings, and it pissed Hitler off, so he then diverted. And Hermann Goering told him, don't do it, head of the Luftwaffe. Well, what a character there. Talking about Baron Harkonnen, for real. And they shifted to just carpet bombing London. And then the world looked, oh, they're carpet bombing London. And then we mercilessly then hit them with 1,000 times they ever did to London, blew up, burned, destroyed every city. By the way, it made the Germans fight harder. Hitting non-military targets. Just vengeful, stupid. And Kurt Vonnegut got shot down, and so the Slaughterhouse book, was it Slaughterhouse 5 or 9? I can't remember. Look up Kurt Vonnegut's Slaughterhouse. He's being kept in an old slaughterhouse, and then the very bombers bomb him and almost kill him and kill a bunch of the other POWs, and he's just like, ah! Because there he was already not liking bombing civilians. Now he's shot down. Now he's being bombed by his buddies. I'll pull it up. Kurt Vonnegut Slaughterhouse, I'll pull it up. You know my factoiding. I have to have it. Factoiding is what I do. You just go to the old searchy-wurchy. Slaughterhouse 5. There you go. The Children's Crusade, A Duty Dance with Death. I read that when I was like 20. Powerful. See, I actually read a bunch of books written by the guys that did it. Oh, and both my grandfathers, too. Yes, my dad's dad, again, did all of his 22 missions out of North Africa and volunteered for a whole nother one once they went into Italy. And right before that, because we didn't know until he died, we got his papers. They strafed their base. He got hurt, Purple Heart. He was a captain, so he didn't go out. And that flight, they got blown up over Europe. And they said, Jerry, you're done. You've done your missions. Thank God, or I wouldn't be here. But to those guys, it wasn't a macho thing. It was their buddies up there. They couldn't. You only had to do 22 missions, but on average, about 15% of the planes didn't come back. Some missions, over half were lost. This is like the startup. This was like, you're going in a B-17 or a flying coffin Liberator, and here come 200 Messerschmitts or Focke-Wulfs. And you're just Swiss cheese in there getting blasted in there, and you're 50 cal. But just imagine where we're at this point, ladies and gentlemen. And now, like a little Jeffrey Dahmer with a magnifying glass, pulling the legs off of a bug, getting off on his power. That's what the neocons in Israel are. We'll destroy your whole civilization. We'll annihilate you. We'll bring you down. You better give up right now. Meanwhile, now Trump's backing off for a fourth time. Oh, a glimmer of progress. Maybe we won't launch it tonight. The Iranians have killed contact, Wall Street Journal. We look like fools. The world economy is plunging. We're being seen as the villains. We're little Israel now. Yeah, Israel's the boss. It's true. Head of the ADL says, I'll get you shut down and debanked. Anybody saying Israel started this war is an anti-Semite. You frickin' started it. You admit it. You're bulldogging it. You're attacking Congress, pushing him to do it. What the hell is your problem, you damn supervillain? I'm not like, oh, God, Israel's doing horrible stuff. I get to attack Jews. Everybody knows that's not where I even wanted to go. I didn't want to get in this position. I didn't want Israel to act like this. But, man, I tell you, you talk about becoming a villain or just reveling in it, you're crazy. But I guess it's like gambling, though. Just the people running Israel get off on this. This is the danger. It's thrilling. They're on the TV. We're going to nuke them to Trump. And they're like having orgasms for like 5 minutes on TV. I watch all these shows and they act like a bunch of crazy people. Trump's openly genocidal threat ignites global panic. Military needs to revolt. I'm not saying that. This is all so dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start going to clips. Here's, God, I got so many. I got to get going here. Oh, the phone's up too. Here's J.D. Vance creating more of a panic, saying, I sure hope you give up because it is really horrible. We're going to be totally destroyed. Here it is.
But we feel confident that we can get a response, whether it's positive or negative. We're going to get a response from the Iranians by 8 o'clock tonight. I hope they make the right response, because what we really want is we want a world where oil and gas is flowing freely, where people can afford to heat their homes and cool their homes, where people can afford to transport themselves to work. That's not going to happen if the Iranians are engaged in acts of economic terrorism. So they've got to know we've got tools in our toolkit that we so far haven't decided to use. The President of the United States can decide to use them, and he will decide to use them if the Iranians don't change their course of conduct.
Oh, so it's not we're just going to blow up power plants and bridges. No, we got other tools, and you've got people saying, let's use nukes. And again, I like J.D. Vance. He's a likable guy, smart. He's doing what Trump tells him. I'm not even saying he's a bad guy, but here's the deal. Iran's terrorists using the only leverage they have to block the Strait of Western oil when they're being bombed and blown up and their infrastructure destroyed? What are you talking about? How dare Iran, when we're punching them in the nose, put their hands up? I mean, come on, man. Nobody likes this underdog stuff. You have made Iran the underdog. You have made the U.S. the bully in Israel. And people are just watching us pound them in the face, sitting on top of them. And people don't like it. It's sick. And you go, well, screw what the rest of the world thinks. Okay. They're going to raise interest rates. The recovery's already failing. When it was succeeding, the globalists are so happy. Larry Fink looks as happy as a pig, and you know what. Now, here's Tucker saying President Trump is going to use nukes. Yeah, because they've been talking about it. Tucker knows the cabinet. Tucker talks to whoever he wants. You got to be around him in his house or whatever. It's like this person, that person. Okay. And then most of them are horrified behind the scenes. I can tell you, Vance is, you know, does not like this. But he's being loyal, probably to a fault here soon. And that's why Tucker was saying, hey, nukes, yesterday before this even broke about nukes, just like I was, because we got our finger to the pulse, ear to the ground. We know what we're talking about. We didn't just fall off a turnip truck yesterday. We're not influencers. We're American patriots. We're Paul Revere's. Here's Tucker.
So if you reach the end of your conventional power, where does that leave you? Oh, with non-conventional power. What's that a euphemism for? Nuclear weapons. And the effects of that hardly need to be explained. Well, they can't be fully known because modern nuclear weapons have never been used. But you can just draw obvious conclusions, like life in Iran, not possible. So you wipe out a country of 92 million people.
And they are considering using it. Donald Trump calls for nuclear strike as demands grow for removal from office. Here is U.S. Ambassador Mike Waltz booed as he mentions Trump's peacemaking. Yeah, this is a bigger joke than Obama getting the Peace Prize and launching a bunch of wars. This is like total World War IV stuff. Here it is.
War, chaos, violence, and more unsafe world comes to mind. But if we're being honest, that's also the world that we're living in now. With the UN. So my friends across the street worry that with President Trump's peacemaking,
literally booed off the stage with calling war peace. War is peace. Slavery is freedom. Here is the U.S. ambassador, as you just saw, absolutely insane. Now here's Lindsey Graham, Lady Graham, Tinkerbell, Sugar Tank, War Demon, saying the quiet part aloud. Oh, Iran was going to go off the petrodollar. They were threatening the petrodollar. But this war is actually going to get people off the petrodollar, dummy. But yeah, oh, now it's not about uranium. Now it's about world power and control and cutting China off. You say, okay, well, then do it. It wouldn't work. The Pentagon told you. Trump wanted to fire Gabbard because she told him, how dare someone tell the truth? How dare someone have integrity? How dare someone not be a lunatic? Here's Lady Graham.
The Strait of Hormuz. Right now, they're charging ships, the IRGC, the Iranians, to go through the straits, and they're taking the yuan, not the dollar. One threat of this whole debacle is if we start allowing the Chinese currency to be traded in oil, that will hurt the dollar. In 1974, every barrel of oil sold and traded in the world is traded in dollars. Now, what are the Iranians trying to do? They're trying to change the currency from a dollar to a Chinese yuan, and that's an attack on the dollar. And that needs to end, too. So I'm very optimistic.
Oh, you're very optimistic. Couldn't find your ass with both hands unless you had that princess wand. Now, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back with what Netanyahu is saying. I'm opening the phones up. Took like 15 calls from military. Only one guy called in and said, it's all a diversion for Kirk Allen. You're an idiot. You don't know. No, we know there's a bunch of disinformation operations, but we know the other effects of the economy and the world and the escalatory ladder. Not about your operationals, just carry out your operation. We think at the higher levels, Mr. Smarty Pants. But I'm going to open the phones up. I'm not mad at him. I'm just saying. We welcome people disagreeing. It's just bull crap. Here is a mega sale. This is so insane, it'll blow your mind. There's no commitment here. You just sign up for the deal, cancel anytime for free, one click on your profile, and you lock in ultra methylene blue, the best methylene blue out there, so good for your whole body, so good for all your cells, so good to regenerate. It's just incredible. It's the most incredible product we ever had. It's the best methylene blue out there. At cost, 72% off when you subscribe with one click. It locks it in each month to order you a bottle. You cancel anytime for free, one click, and it locks it in for $16.79. And that is literally at cost. Locked in for life as long as you say subscribe. This deal will not last long. New InfoWars cooler bundle, a great little ice chest with all of these free gifts and amazing products in it. Sunglasses, you name it. It's all about having fun with the InfoWars cooler. It's just jammed full of cool supplements and more. $199 value for $100. VIP members, $79.99. That's below cost. That's a loss leader for VIPs. Canceling time course for VIP. Spend $30 a month in the store, get $40 to spend. Eat instantly. Special deals, special offers, special sales, you just saw. InfoWars Ultimate Portable Cooler is rugged, insulated, and built to keep your drinks cold for hours. You get an InfoWars Signature Edition, Polarized Sunglasses Limited Edition, InfoWars Tuesday, and more. And a bunch of other sales on Ultra DNA Revival.
We have it all.
Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultramethylenestore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bentley to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.